another trainer that will play a major part in the TAB Melbourne Cup. He always does in our big races. I speak of Cal Greeno, and he joins us here live at Sandown Park. Hello to you, Cal.
Good morning, Gareth.
What was it like picking up Tommy Shelby from the airport yesterday? He looked a happy dog when I saw the video of him on social media.
He's a very happy dog. He just loves life, and he's adapted back very quickly.
You've seen many a great training performance in all three coats over your time following the three games. How big a training performance would this be from Steve Withers to get him to win a heat of a Melbourne Cup after this time off, like 3 months off, basically?
Be a great effort. We won't call him Bart Cummings, but we'll give him a Tommy Smith, maybe.
Is it impossible in your eyes?
Nothing's impossible, and Steve's having a go, which is great.
Yeah.
How serious, I don't know if concern's the right word, Cal, but how far off his best could he be? We know Steve said he's probably a few runs from being in real beast mode, as he called it in conversation with him last week, but him stepping out on Friday night, in your eyes, how far away is he from being at the same point of which he was 12 months ago?
Realistically, he hasn't had the work to say he's going to run it out strong. The dog needs to be in front, probably down the back straight, to be any chance because of the lack of work. But he's a professional dog, and hopefully he can put himself in the picture.
Just about to say, what difference is that? How professional he is, the elements of being there, done that, that have to carry for a fair bit as well.
Absolutely. He's a very competitive dog who wants to win the races. Obviously, that stands up with his record. So he wants to do his best, and he doesn't like getting beat. So, you know, he'll be putting his best foot forward. Steve wasn't too happy with box eight, but I said, well, that's the luck of the draw, mate.
Is he a better chance to win his heat because he's fresh up than, say, second up in the TAB Melbourne Cup after having a tough run like he will on Friday night, Cal? Am I reading that right?
I think you probably are, Gareth. Yeah. The dog should be, you know, he's basically very fresh, and he might show a little bit more zip, but he'd need to off the pink box. So, and then you've got to worry if he does get through, how well does he pull up? Does he pull up flat and all that sort of stuff? Which then you've got to go through all the motions of fixing those problems.
Just explain, we had Jason Thompson on the radio last week explaining that you don't want to draw box number eight in a TAB Melbourne Cup heat. Why is that? Because growing up in the pubs and all that, like not really understanding greyhound racing, people used to say it's either you got to have the one or the eight box, Gareth.
I think things have changed over the time, and if you look at the stats at Sandown, 6, 7 and 8 have got a very poor record compared with the inside dog. So it just seems to be very hard to get across when you've got a dog. They sit outside, something comes out, bumps them. It's obviously better if you're in on the rail, you'll get a run through and everything's different.
Yeah. Let's have a chat about, well, she's fast. She was here on debut. She smashed the clock. Quickest ever greyhound on debut to compete around here at Sandown. And since then, she's been really good, and she stepped up to the big time there on Thursday night in a prelude. And you probably looked at the fields there and you thought the one greyhound that you never wanted to compete against would be Aussie Secret, drawn the inside and you've drawn the outside with the way that he likes to crash out to the outside.
Yeah, look, it made a bit of a demolition of the field, and, yeah, you know, that's racing, and you certainly would have loved being in box one in that race with it taking the rest of the dogs off. But, you know, she came through it quite well. She got into a lot of trouble. Probably, I think the watchdog gave her a C12, which is 12 lengths lost, and that's probably realistic. She got beat six, so, you know, it's a big step up, and she never gave up, which is what I was happy about.
We know she's fast, Cal. She's gone 29.09, I think it was, on debut, and 29.20s and 30s since then. But it's one thing to have ability in a heat of the Melbourne Cup. It's another to have the class to stand up in a good field. How advanced do you think she is from a maturity point of view to be able to do that?
Very difficult to do it, Jace. Very difficult for a young bitch who's basically like a young girl athlete competing against the best male athletes going around. So we know the task that's facing us, but if you're not in it, you can't win it.
I remember having a chat to you after her debut, and I was being a journalist, pumping her up and getting... I think she's become a very markable greyhound early on in her career because she's trained by the Greenos, because of her name and the way that she dazzled on debut, and since then she was still able to run some time. You said, just be careful, Gareth. Like, I don't know if she'll be ready for a Melbourne Cup. And you were thinking maybe whether you go to a Melbourne Cup so early in her career. What made you change your mind to push ahead towards these bigger races?
Look, that has been a very tough call, to be honest. Yeah. And we've had a lot of discussions at home, and whether you make the call or don't. And then we thought, well, we're not going to be around much longer as far as dogs go, so why don't you have a go? If she fails, well, so be it. But, you know, she's got box four this week, and hopefully she gets a clear run.
Kel, she's owned by Greg Sprite and Tyrone Whittington. Talk us through their position in the sport, and I'm sure they've had significant offers for Wow She's Fast, but as far as I understand, they've been strongly refused. Talk us through their position with a greyhound like her and, I guess, their stance in the sport.
Basically, what they want to do is they spend a lot of money purchasing dogs, buying pups, rearing pups up, probably spend $1 million a year. So they're not in it. They weren't in it for the money initially. They just want to see how it goes. And we've sold off quite a few what we call handy dogs for $30,000 and $40,000, and they sort of help fund the rest of the process. But when they get a real good one, especially a bitch, not for sale.
That's the funny part about this game. Sometimes people go, "Oh, why wouldn't you sell? You got offer this money, blah blah blah." But when people have got that much money, I'm not saying they've got a heap of money, but they wouldn't do it otherwise, would they?
No, well,
what's the point?
If
you're going to get a greyhound like a Well She's Fast.
That's why you're in it.
Yeah, you sell it.
And we've had those discussions, and they totally agree with that. We're in it to try and get group win dogs and hopefully breed on with all the stock and have a good future and be successful.
So Friday night, she's box four. Hadouken, Jason Sharp's confident that he can hold you out. And even Typhoon Semi, who began like a bullet there, couldn't cross the quickest beginner in the game at the moment in Koblenz. Can she begin and break 5 seconds on Friday night?
I don't see her as being a leader in that race.
Yep.
But I do see her as being very strong. She can run home in 10:40, so we're hoping that she can basically get in a good spot and run those dogs down.
Do you think that'll be the situation, that it'll pan out that
Absolutely,
way?
Absolutely, Gareth. Yep. You've got to have confidence, mate.
We'll put James McDonald on the top of her, and he can
Absolutely.
Steer her around.
He'd be great.
Yeah, put her in the box seat. But Cal Greeno and Jason Adams joining us here. Cal, we're just having a chat about Well She's Fast and Tommy Shelby, who you're looking after, of course, the superstar from the West. Back to Well She's Fast. Have you locked up a Tab Phoenix spot with her just yet? Can you confirm or deny those rumours?
You're putting me under pressure.
I am. Well, you can play the politician game and say,
I can do that.
We're just awaiting on some finer details, Gareth.
But yeah, that's probably about where we're at. Look, I've been asked not to say anything until they make a final decision.
So, yeah, all right.
So
we'll respect that.
I don't want to be talking out of school, but we're still in the mix.
100%. So I think Sportsbet, they're the slot holder that I think are in talks with you. But they've got a decision to make. But put it this way, and I won't put words into your mouth, I'll say it. You're about $1.50 at the moment, maybe a little bit shorter there, Cal. That would be exciting anyway. It's a new race at Tab Phoenix worth a lot of money. And I think the intrigue anyway of finding a greyhound for your slot and the different way the slot holders have been going about, it's been fascinating.
It's been amazing. I've never seen anything like it. The Phoenix is very exciting, and hopefully it just builds and builds to be our major race. We always love the Melbourne Cup, but this Phoenix is a very great idea and people are really warming to the task.
I think the Tab Melbourne Cup, it's like the Gallops. It will be always the holy grail of the sport, but the Tab Phoenix might be the Everest. It's become Sydney's biggest race.
Exactly.
And Victoria might be home, hopefully, to the two biggest races the sport can produce. Anyway, Victoria's the place to be. We all know that. We've got the best dogs and the best trainers. I always fire the New South Wales trainers.
They love that.
They do. Hey, we'll go back to one of my favourite dogs as well, in the Bold Trees, and Kenny the Brute. He will take on a greyhound like Hank the Hustler and Nick's Bale, who's in great form at the moment. But how is Kenny?
Kenny's great. He's got one big problem, Kenny, and that's that he just wants the fence. He will not go around a dog. He just waits for that run, and he's cost himself so many races. If he actually gets the run on the rail, he just keeps coming. The race is generally his. So box three is a good draw for him. We're just hoping he does get on the fence.
And Cal, is Kenny one that has the international ownership involvement?
Kenny has not the David Mitchell guys, but the other English guys. There's a leading trainer amongst them who's the leading trainer in England. He's involved in the dog as well. So unfortunately, we're not allowed to have that in their name, which is a bit disappointing for all these guys, but it would be great if they could actually say we do own the dog. But, yes, unofficially they own the dog.
And I want to touch on one of the most exciting stays in the country, Sax Entity, that was looks like he was going to win the shootout stays, and then he had a go, but not, I don't know how you explain it, but he misbehaved on that final turn when he looked like he was going to win, and he took out Stanley Road on that occasion. What's the process with him now? What is Sax Entity doing, and will we see him back at the racetrack, Cal?
We'll definitely be seeing him back at the track. Yep. I'm getting him back on Saturday. He's been at re-education with Peter Gavin, who's probably clearly the best guy who does these re-educating. Trying to switch his brain on against other dogs, you know, doing all those type of things in the bull ring on a fluffy toy, and just trying to get him fired up on that. And he seemed to love it. He's loving it at the moment. He's done him at the track. He's taken him for walks in the scrub and tried to just get his brain switched on, and he appears to, I've seen the videos, they look great. He appears to have done a great job.
What's the percentage rate of dogs coming back and not doing that again?
Not very high, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sometimes they'll do it too many times, but look, hopefully he won't do it again. And the dog has the ability to win group races, like you can see. We're just hoping that he actually fulfills his potential.
Did he surprise you what he did that night?
Unfortunately, he didn't, no. He's definitely a little bit different, the dog. He's got no testicles, which probably doesn't help his cause. But I can see the dog appears to have changed a little bit with Peter's work, and maybe his education in the first place wasn't quite 100%.
Kel, you had a really fast one in It's a Blaze, probably going back a year ago now. We now see him racing in New Zealand and racing well. Is there a difference between the two situations?
Not really. The only difference was It's a Blaze did it the first time I trialled him here. I trialled him here against a very smart bitch, and he ran off the track, and I thought, what was going on there, not realising that he was going to do it. He kept doing it, and then we thought, well, OK, the only way we'll do this dog is put blinkers on him, which we did. He came out and broke the record at Cranbourne twice, and then decided one day that I've had enough and there's a dog, I'm going to hammer it. But the run on lure over in New Zealand has certainly helped a lot of dogs, and sometimes we've got to give that a bit of thought, whether we help those dogs here, but obviously, you couldn't do it on a city track.
So do you think in Tier 3 racing and all that, it might be an option for GRV with so many races these days to give trainers an option to have a lure like they do in New Zealand?
I think it'd be great. Look, they did try it a little bit at Geelong,
yeah,
and they had mixed success.
Yeah.
Some people loved it and some didn't. But, yeah, look, I think there's got to be an avenue to say, let's save some of these dogs, especially if New Zealand, there's talks that they might even close down. So if that happens, then we won't be able to send him.
What time did Sax Entity go here when you trialled him, the quickest he's ever been here? Because they tell me he smashed the track record here.
Look, he's run ridiculous times, 500, 600 and 700. So that's probably why we sort of kept him, and he's only done it once. So
yeah,
we're hoping that he can switch on a little bit. He's just one of those ridiculous dogs with super ability.
It must be the most frustrating part about the game then.
Yeah, it gives me a few headaches,
Kel. It does, Kel.
Sure.
Hey, Kel, thanks for staying back. I know that you're a busy man, but we wish you the best of luck come Friday night. You're looking after Tommy Shelby. Well, she's fast. I think captured the imagination of racing fans because of her name and because she's trained by you and how quick she was on debut. And looking forward to seeing what she can do in the Tab Melbourne Cup. It's basically like surround and then 76 Cox Plate, the three-year-old filly taking on the older, more established horses. But the only disadvantage that your dog gets, unlike the three-year-old fillies in a Cox Plate, she doesn't get that weight advantage.
No, no.
Yeah,
no.
Maybe they should give her a 5-metre head start or
That'd
something like that.
I'll be in that.
Yeah. Good on you, Kel.
Thanks very much.
There's
Kel
Greeno.